Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. So yesterday after the show, we went down to Shell Cove Marina to try out the brand new Shell Harbour Wild. It's whale watching, like right here in the Illawarra, which is awesome.
Very cool.
First of its kind in our area.
Yeah.
And we jumped on the boat, but prior to that, we were all a little concerned. So Damien and I, we both get a little bit of motion sickness. And yeah, we knew yesterday that the seas were quite rough. So you got some, what was it, Travacam?
Travacam.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never actually taken Travacam before, but I thought, stuff this. For me anyway, I vomit every time. Every single time I go on a boat, I was like, not today, not on my watch. I'm taking Travacam and I'm going to sort this rubbish out.
Yeah, yeah. So you took it. And then I'm like, oh, can I have some of that? Can I have some of that? And then so I'm reading the packet. And I was like, oh, 1 to 2 tablets. I'll just take one. I've never had this before. And then Damien pipes up, did you just take one? I took two. I'm like, well, maybe I should take two because you'd rather make sure you don't vomit than kind of go, I don't know if I'm going to vomit or not. I'm not sure if the dose was enough. So I popped a second one as well. So we both did a little double dump.
Yep.
And then went down to the Shell Cove Marina, hopped on the boat and then went out past Bass Point, out into the open seas, and like, who had to say, it felt like we were out of a movie scene, the Storm, The Perfect Storm, I think it's called, like with Mark Wahlberg, and we're going up and down these massive waves.
It was big, it was choppy, there was no messing around.
It was choppy, it was windy, but the good news is, I didn't vomit. You didn't vomit.
No vomit whatsoever. I mean, it's a success story.
Well,
kind of
a success story. Look, neither of us may have been sick, but there's not to say there weren't any effects from the Travacam.
Well, this is a lot of fun. We are whale watching today. Yeah. The swells at the moment. I think we're dealing with 50-foot waves. 50,
at least 50-foot.
50-foot waves.
And the wind checked it. Phil checked. Wind Phil checked up.
Well, who is this Phil Jackdaw?
No,
I will Phil Jackdaw.
They're not working, but the wind chill factor is about -10.
What was that you were trying to say there?
Wind chill factor. But can I just say that it was not long after that I just fell asleep. So I had that Travacam made me so calm, my mouth stopped working, and then I fell asleep in the middle of.
I looked over at one point because they said, look, when you're on the boat, you might get wet from spray from the water or whatever. Now you had drool all the way down the side of your face. That had nothing to do with the sea.
I couldn't talk, and then I had Travacam induced narcolepsy, and I've totally just.
Will Phil checked her. Let's hear that again.
50-foot waves.
And the wind checked it. Phil checked.
So here's a note to everyone, okay? If it says 2 or 1 tablets, maybe just take one.
Yeah, just edge on a bit of caution
there. I went home after that and slept 3 hours.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
We all have a friend, don't we, who is kind of a Russell Coit, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You know Russell Coit? He's from the bush and he does that sort of
like
stuff.
Like a light of fire with 2 sticks and nothing else.
Yeah, mate. I can rub my fingers together. Well, a list of bush etiquette has just come out for those individuals who live in those areas, okay? And we all know those people. Before I deliver this list, I need some bush-related music.
Okay, all right.
What have we got?
Oh, yes.
Oh, is this the Wild Colonial Boy? Yeah.
All right. First of all, a centrepiece for the table should never be anything prepared by a taxidermist. I.e., nothing stuffed on the table.
That's good.
A big wombat sitting on the table. Right. Oh, yeah, I knocked that down with my ute.
That's that's terrible.
Sorry to all the
wombats who are listening this morning.
All right, what about this one? Never take an open stubby to a job interview. I mean, I don't even know if that's bush etiquette. I think that's just etiquette in general.
Yeah.
However,
yeah, maybe you probably open it like after you get the job.
You can walk in with it.
Yeah,
just don't open it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fair.
Just keep it on your person. Do not drink it. Okay, what about this one? Even if you live alone, deodorant isn't a waste of money. Now, look, I didn't make these up, okay?
Yeah, you know, I think that, again, I think that's good etiquette for anyone, but definitely for your Russell Coits.
But they said it was bush etiquette. But it is everyone, okay?
Just because you're wearing a bluey 24/7 doesn't mean the pits don't need a little bit of.
They need a little
perfume.
Bit of work, yeah. When sending your wife down the road with a petrol can, this happens. It's impolite to ask her to bring back a beer too. Oh, Sheila, when you're down there, can you get us a couple of beers?
Yeah, when you're down there filling up the jerry can, stop off at the pub, would you? Get us a six-pack of Vobe.
I'll look after the youth, babe.
But the thing is, in his defence, if she's walking past the pub, I feel like it'd be a wasted trip. Like, Mama Jude likes to squeeze everything she can into a trip.
Oh, okay.
You know, so if you're going past there, well, you might as well just pick up a six-pack on your way home.
There's a bit of bush in you, I can tell.
Jamboree's almost considered the bush.
I mean, well, I suppose it is. It is, actually. Okay, if you have to vacuum the bed, it's time to change the sheets.
Yeah.
All right?
Oh, that's great.
If there's anything congealed or stuck to the sheets.
Bits of skin and nail and hair that you can obviously see.
And whatever you do, don't go with a UV light because, you'll see some other things. It'll be like a crime scene.
You have to chuck the whole mattress out.
All right, what about this one? Regarding personal hygiene, while ears need to be cleaned regularly, All right, this should be done in private using one's own Ute keys, all right?
Ew!
You don't go into someone's house, pick up the key, and then give your...
Yeah, that's good bush etiquette.
I've seen someone do that.
Really?
I've actually seen exactly that sort of thing. Okay, when dating, be assertive. Let her know you're interested. Say something like, I've been wanting to go out with you ever since I read that stuff about you in the Dunny 2 years ago.
Oh!
that's terrible, isn't it?
I got your phone number then too. Took me 2 years to get the courage to call you up.
All right, good time. Contact Sheila. All right, one last one. This is actually this is road etiquette. Just be on your best behavior. When entering a roundabout, the vehicle with the largest roo bar doesn't have right of way. We all learned something here today.
Oh, we did. Next time you're going for your family trip to the outback, now you know what to do.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Worldwide. Weird.
All right, a couple of weird stories that I've stumbled upon. Straight to New Zealand again.
The New Zealanders. We're a quirky bunch.
We need to have a new segment called What Happens in New Zealand. You're a funny lot. Okay, in New Zealand, a seal has broken into someone's house. Yeah. Seals are dangerous in New Zealand. You got to watch these guys.
You've got to watch them. Slippery little suckers, or big suckers as the case may be.
Big suckers. All right. So this seal found a cat flap, got in the cat flap, roamed around the house. Yeah.
I just see it trying to slip through the cat flap. Lucky they're slippery, and then they've got a small head, so they can get that bit in, and then the rest just follows through. Oh, wow. Yeah, he's in the cat flap, yeah.
They're so cute. Okay, the house. There was a cat in the house. It scared the cat away, and then it went down into the spare bedroom, sat on the couch for about 2 hours. I think there was a TV show on there.
Watch Free Willy.
Free Willy, and they got caught. The interesting thing about this story is the house happened to be owned by a marine biologist.
Oh.
And he never caught the seal in the end. And he was saying, the only time my duties as a marine biologist were ever called upon and I wasn't able to do anything. So there you go. Because they don't get called very often.
At least he's got photographic proof. That is a story to tell.
It's pretty cool. A little seal. All right, what about this? Over in America, there has been yet another spill on a highway. Yes, this happens all the time. The crashes happen and these trucks just spill out all of their...
Toilet paper,
roll.
What is it this time?
This time it is gummy bears.
Oh, how delicious.
Now, who would have known that there would be an absolute truckload of gummy bears? I didn't know they were in such demand.
We need that song, you know, gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Yeah, well, they were bouncing here, there and everywhere. They were all over the road and the highway and apparently very popular amongst all the kids, but the adults weren't too impressed by that.
Sticky situation.
nicely played. Okay, here's the weirdest story I've come across in recent times. It's not a nice story, but it's a weird story. Okay, this comes all the way from Germany, Hamburg. All right, and we know the Germans.
They're a funny bunch as well.
All right, they over there. A woman was walking her dog when a guy
emerged out of nowhere. And they had a bit of a verbal disagreement, at which time he unpacked his member, all right, which is not very, very good. Yes, I know, this is bad.
Yeah.
And then he picked up a dead seagull and started hitting the woman with the dead seagull. The oddest, weirdest story. Now, look,
what?
Yeah, I know. There happened to be a dead seagull nearby that he decided to use as a weapon.
So why did he need to do the other step before that?
I don't know why.
Well, did he look at that weapon and go, that's not going to cut it? There's a dead seagull.
I need something instead. Bigger than this thing. A sausage isn't going to work here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, she's okay.
She's fine. He's been arrested. Yeah. He's a silly idiot. But
that's a weird story.
I just think it's weird that, at that very moment when he needed something, a dead seagull happened to be nearby.
And he's whacking it with...
Can you imagine?
Man, that's
it's so random.
The weirdest worldwide weird ever.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Hey, Jade, you recently went on your love camp with your husband, your love cave, whatever it was.
Couples retreat.
Your couples retreat, your swingers party.
Whatever banner you want to use.
Whatever you want to call it. You went on that. But, you've been inspiring the entire Illawarra with your stories that you've regaled us with.
I've had a lot of inquiries from people that have stalked me and started following me on social media that never did before, just so they can ask me what the couple's retreat was.
Oh, well, there you go.
So, obviously, there's a need out there.
No, because, look, every couple has to find ways of not necessarily even rekindling, just finding the romantic connection.
Yeah.
Because it's a busy life. Yeah. We live a busy, busy life.
It's kind of some one-on-one time. And it's hard to carve out if you're working, you've got children.
Yeah, that's right.
Got busy lives.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to the romantic notions and the romantic world, I'm not very forward. You can even listen to me now.
You can.
I get a little bit I go red in the face.
Yeah.
I get a little bit nervous talking about these sort of things. Recently, I was at home in my house and we'd finished the radio show and I decided to go for a nap in the afternoon.
Oh yes, love a good nana nap. That's the thing. Anyone who gets up early does shift work. It's all about the nana naps.
Yeah. Just a little nap, and I turned around to my wife Eileen. I was inspired by what you guys are doing. I said to Eileen, I said, hey, if you fancy, give me some company in a while. That would be very nice,
So I'd like to say, I'm going upstairs for a little nap. If you want to come and have a nap with me.
Have a nap with me.
I won't kick you out of bed.
No, I won't. I won't kick you out of bed. So now I looked over and I think she said, yeah, that'd be cool. I think she did. I was almost sure she was. So I went up and I was lying there for a while and I was like, yeah, there's no sign of her.
Maybe she just needed to just finish some things up down in the lounge room.
I think so.
Finish a cup of tea and just prepare herself.
Yeah, exactly. I lay there a little bit longer, and then I heard this sound. And now that's a dramatization of the actual sound, but it was the front door closing of my house. It was like the front door was closing, yeah. And then moments later I heard this sound.
She drove away. Can I just say, in her defence, you said to her you were going up for a nap, and she thought, "Well, I don't want to wake him up. Let me create."
But that's exactly what happened. I just wasn't definite about it. I fluted around over the topic. I should have just gone boom. Yeah. I'm putting on Marvin Gaye right now.
Yeah, that's right.
If you want to come up and listen to it with me,
let's get it on.
You are welcome.
Man, you're a singer. You could serenade her with Marvin Gaye.
Oh, no, she's heard me serenade before.
Doesn't work.
Once you've heard the voice, it's done. I sent her a message. I said, so you're not coming up? She said, no, I'm going shopping.
I got a better offer. It's 20% off at the shop down the road.
Ah, tough crowd. It's true, though. It's true.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Hero of the day.
Oh.
Okay, I've got my
segment.
I know, I've hijacked it.
Oh, well,
well
okay.
I've got my own hero of the day.
All right, okay.
All right, so this is a segment where we, you know, we give kudos to people who do amazing things.
Yeah,
or maybe
sure.
they find out some ingenious loophole and we have to applaud them
yeah.
for being successful in that. Well, this one is about an amazing woman.
Oh,
okay, she's the Prime Minister of Finland. Her name is Sanna Marin. She's only 36 years old.
Oh, geez.
36 years old.
She's the Prime Minister of a country. That's awesome.
She's the leader of a country, right?
That is awesome. Okay?
Yeah. Now, the thing that I love about this woman is, yes, she's 36 years old. Yes, she's running a country. And obviously, she must have a smart head on her shoulders and she must be very dedicated to do that.
Mm.
But she also lets her hair down as well.
Ah, okay.
Now, she has come under fire today. She's had to make a teary apology to the country, to the world, because she had a bit of a party at her house. It was after a music festival. She invited some friends over and a couple of the friends. They were a same-sex couple. They were in the bathroom, got a little bit excited, did a topless selfie with Finland written in, and you know, across the Twin Peaks.
Well, it's a very proud of their nation.
That's right. That's right. It's a hilly country. And they posted it to social media and then quickly took it down again, but not before news people started reporting on it. And the Prime Minister, she's under fire because she's got this topless people in her house and she's partying too much. But I think, in my mind, she's a hero because, yes, she goes to work and she works hard for her country. But the woman is allowed to have a bit of downtime. She's allowed to go and have a party. She'll have a couple of bevvies, do some interpretive dancing in the comfort of her own lounge room. We've all been there.
Yeah.
We all do it. So I'm just, my hat goes off to her because I'm like, good on you. You probably got one of the most stressful jobs in the world running a country.
You need to unwind.
You need to unwind. And she is doing it. So she is my hero of the day.
Well, I like that. Play the music. We need it. Yeah. You know what? I'm with you on this, okay? I will vote for a politician who I can identify with.
That's right.
You know, someone, I don't want someone who looks so stiff and bored. I want someone who actually, I look at the politician and go, you know what? They know how to party.
Yeah.
They know how to work hard and play hard.
That's right.
All right.
That's
and they're not,
motto.
She never hurt anyone.
No.
She didn't do anything.
She wasn't even in that photo. That would just happen to be taken at her residence. So she wasn't even present for that. But then they're bringing up photo, like footage of her dancing and like dancing with the girlfriends, like grinding each other, whatever. I'm like, let's be honest. We've all been to the nightclub where you get a bit excited and you don't want to dance with the boys. So you dance with your girlfriend. And that's
what girls do.
That's what she's human. She's a human. And she's allowed to actually have enjoy her life.
That's right. The real criminal here is the mobile phone.
Yes.
Whoever took that footage put it up there, they're the criminals, okay?
They really are.
Let your one just have a good time. What's her name again?
Sanna Marin.
Let her have a good time.
Let her have a good time. She's like the modern day version of Bob Hawke. Remember when he sculled that beer at the cricket?
Yeah.
Everyone loved him after that.
Speaking of which, Albo just the other day, a gang of youths at the Enmore, He sculled a beer and the entire audience cheered at him. No one asked him for an apology.
No, exactly right.
You know?
So good on you, Senna. You keep being you.
Yeah,
you keep letting your hair
Senna.
Down, girlfriend.
Indeed. Make a leader of the world, I say.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.